Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. That's right, ladies. Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. You see, before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And that's why Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. It's top U.S. government grades of beef. Meat that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. Yes, it's a better value in top-grade beef. Now, for example, let's take a Kroger-cut sirloin steak. Before the steak is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the stringy end, excess waste, and excess bone. So you get a better value because you don't pay steak price for stringy meat, excess bone, or waste. But whether you buy a steak or a roast, you receive more meat, less waste. That's at your Kroger store. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Make it a rule to buy Kroger cut beef and get more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. When Penny Gibbs refused to have her failing eyes examined by a specialist, her doctors fully realized the seriousness of Penny's condition and now know how completely the news of Barry Carlton's death has destroyed her will to live. In his Rossville office, Dr. Ryan says to Penny's mother, Grace,
Dr. Weston phoned from the Heatherton Hospital this morning, Mrs. Billings, and we had a long talk about Penny. That's why I sent for you.
Oh, I hope she hasn't had a sudden relapse.
She's all right physically, but not mentally. She refused to see Dr. Jennifer.
The eye specialist? Oh, but she mustn't do that. She mustn't.
She's done it, though, Mrs. Billings, and somehow or other, we have to undo what she's done.
But what can we do if she refused to see him?
We have to make her agree to see him. It's true that Dr. Jennifer hasn't gone out of his way to see Penny. He's one of Dr. Weston's closest friends, and he's in Heatherton to see several of Weston's patients with eye trouble. But just the same, Penny has to take advantage of Dr. Jennifer's being in Heatherton.
I know why she refused to see him, Dr. Ryan. I know what's going on in her mind, but I don't know what to do about it.
Mrs. Billings, Penny doesn't care. She has no interest whatsoever in her well-being or her future.
And also, she knows that Dr. Jennifer is expensive.
No. That's not why she refused to see him, because all Jennifer will do at first is examine her eyes and attempt a diagnosis of the trouble, if any. If there's any charge for that, it'll be nominal. It's just that Penny doesn't care if she goes blind.
She has to care. She has to be made to care.
That's why I've sent for you. If anyone can force her to let Jennifer look at her, you can.
You don't know what a job you're offering me, Dr. Ryan. Penny's a strong-willed girl.
I know that. But this time, you're going to have to be the stronger.
Well, you tell me what to do, and I'll do it.
But unsympathetic as it may seem, you're going to have to get tough with her. Even ball her out if you have to. Harsh words, Mrs. Billing, may
Dr.
be...
Dr. Ryan, I never in my life have used harsh words to Penny. I just can't use them now.
You're going to have to, Mrs. Billings, because nothing else will do. She's got to be told in no uncertain terms that she's being foolish about all this. Even selfish.
Well, she'll think I've turned against her, Doctor.
Not if you make her see why you're talking to her as you are.
I suppose you're right. She has to let this doctor see her for her own sake.
And for the sake of all those around her, Mrs. Billings. Maybe she should be told that a blind person can be a burden to her family in some respects, especially during the long period of readjustment to a life without sight.
Oh, Dr. Ryan, it's too horrible to think about.
But it's something you have to think about. And something Penny has to be made to think about, too.
Well, I'll try.
Good.
But I understand so perfectly just how she feels about things. If I were Penny, I think I'd feel just as she does. I wouldn't care either. Barry Carlton wasn't just the man she was going to marry. He represented life to her and the happiness she's been looking for years.
Mrs. Billings, I understand all the reason and logic behind Penny's attitude. But I also know the ramifications of that attitude. How she feels today can act as a poison through her entire system. Can tear down her body just as if it were a disease.
No.
This attitude of hers can kill. Slowly, yes, but surely. And medicine will be powerless to help her. That sounds incredible, doesn't it?
Yes, but I know it's true. Dr. Weston has warned me about the same thing.
Then you understand how important it is for you to talk to Penny and to shake her out of this lethargy.
Yes, Dr. Ryan, I do.
Good. Now, do you plan on going down to Heaven today?
Well, I hadn't planned on it, but I think I'll go.
The sooner the better, Mrs. Billings.
I'm aware of that. I can take the noon train and be at the hospital early this afternoon. I don't know whether or not I'm going to be able to help her, Dr. Ryan, but if I don't, believe me, it won't be because I haven't tried.
Come in.
Hello, Penny.
Hello, Mother.
How are you this afternoon, darling?
About the same, I guess. Didn't expect to see you today.
Well, I was planning on staying in Rossville, but I changed my mind. Oh, I'm glad to see you have one of the blinds raised. So much more cheerful in your room when you allow a little light, dear.
Angela raised the blind. She insisted on keeping it that way. I don't much care one way or another.
Now, Penny, you're not
going to... Oh, Mother,
going to...
please, no lecture.
I think you need one.
I assure you I don't.
Well, you need something when you refuse to see Dr. Jennifer.
Mother, I just don't want him to bother.
Penny, you've no idea how silly you're being.
Isn't it my life to do with as I wish?
Yes. Yes, it is. It's your life. You can do with it whatever you want. And those are your eyes. You can go blind if that's what you want. But I'm your mother. Or I'm as close to a mother as anything you have. And I feel that it's my unbounded duty to see to it that you help yourself in every way you can.
Mother, why should I help myself? For what reason? Just suppose I do get well. Suppose if there is anything the matter with my eyes that this Dr. Jennifer operates. And the operation successful. Suppose the scars on my face are fixed so that I look as I did before. Then what? It'll be all for nothing because nothing is all there is for me.
There's a good, full, rich, exciting life ahead for you, Penny.
How can it be full or rich or anything at all without Barry?
There'll be other things to fill that emptiness, darling.
Oh, Mother, that's so easy to say. Look. Look, I don't want to do anything. There's no one to do anything for.
Oh, there isn't. Well, that's interesting. I'm not asking any favors of you, Penny. But have I ceased to exist? Does Jed no longer mean anything to you? Hasn't Nora Lang been more than a friend? Can't you give Freddie some thought and Johnny Keith? Don't you want to do anything for the people who will do anything they can for you? Well, don't you?
I've been very selfish, haven't I?
Well, up until now, Penny, you haven't been able to think about it. And quite understandably, too. But when all of us worry ourselves sick about you, and you refuse even to let a doctor look at your eyes, you're being extremely selfish.
Oh, Mother, I'm sorry. I haven't meant to be. I just haven't been thinking about anyone or anything except Barry. I'll let Dr. Jennifer look at me.
Oh, that's more like it. And will you let him do whatever he has to do to save your eyesight?
If it'll make you feel better. If you and Jed and all the others will be happy.
Don't you want to save your eyes? Can't you have the slightest desire to go on with the rest of your life as a normal, healthy, whole person?
Maybe a slight desire, Mother. Though not right now. Maybe later.
Then you are looking ahead, aren't you?
Well, I guess I have to a little bit. Darling, I still would like to die, but I know I can't always have my way. That I may go on living for a long, long time.
Of course you will, darling, and you want to. May I tell Dr. Weston that you'll see the eye specialist?
All right. I'll see him if you want me to.
Not for yourself. Not for your own sake.
Yes. I know if I'm blind, it'll be far more a hardship for you and the family than for me.
Oh, Penny.
I know I've been a burden enough already and problem enough to all of you. But I'll repay you all for your patience.
Yes?
Operator, this is Dr. Weston.
Yes, sir.
Will you try to find Dr. Jennifer for me? If he's in the hospital, you might find him in the 8th floor lab.
Yes, doctor.
Thank you. And if you find him, ask him if he can meet me here in my office right away.
Right away, sir.
Thank you. Well, Mrs. Billings, you managed to talk your daughter into seeing Dr. Jennifer.
Well, it wasn't easy, Dr. Weston.
No, I don't imagine it was. I used every imaginable argument, but I couldn't get her to agree to seeing him. Dr. Ryan said you might do the trick.
Why? Had to talk to her rather harshly, Dr. Weston. I hated to do it.
I'm afraid we're all going to have to give her a rather unsympathetic treatment for the next week or so.
Everyone, Dr. Weston? Oh, it seems so heartless. After all,
I don't say we'll subject her to any verbal cruelties, Mrs. Billings. But we were certainly no help to her with sympathy. Harsh treatment, or perhaps I should say, bold frankness has brought one concession from her. Perhaps a continuation of the same treatment will give her a will to live again.
Well, if you...
Oh, excuse me.
Oh, of course.
Hello?
Dr. Weston.
Yes?
Dr. Jennifer will be right up, sir.
Oh, that's fine. Thank you very much. And Dr. Jennifer's going to be right up, Mrs. Billings. I want you to meet him.
Oh, I'm very anxious to.
Yeah, I think you'll like him. Almost everyone does. He always surprises people, though. Most people must think a world-famous specialist is some kind of genius apart from ordinary humans. But Jennifer is certainly anything but that. He's a genius, certainly, but otherwise a kind and easy to get along with man.
Well, I hope Penny will like him.
She'll have to like him. One look at him and she'll have to.
Will Dr. Jennifer be able to save Penny's sight if she's really losing it?
If it's humanly possible, Mrs. Billings, Dr. Jennifer will save her sight. If, as you say, she is losing it. But I must remind you, too, that there are some things humans cannot do.
Is Dr. Weston warning Grace that Penny may lose her sight in spite of Dr. Jennifer's efforts? What will Dr. Jennifer's verdict be when he looks at Penny's eyes? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB! KCB! KCB means Kroger Cut Beef, and Kroger Cut Beef means more meat for your money. You see, Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat, less waste. Because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, Kroger gives you more meat, less waste, and its top U.S. government grades of beef, tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So visit your Kroger store soon. Order your favorite cut of steak or roast. If you buy a Kroger cut round steak or roast, notice that the Kroger method of cutting beef gives you a minimum of bone and removes excess waste before the steak or roast is weighed and priced. Remember, whether you buy a steak or a roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. Say, have you heard the big news? In the great Kroger Hot Dated Coffee Contest, you have the opportunity to win a big, luxurious Hudson sedan, an Alaska sealskin fur coat valued at $1,400, a Westinghouse laundromat roaster or adjust-o-matic iron. In 5 weekly contests, Kroger is awarding 1,160 prizes. The 4th week's contest closes midnight this Wednesday, November 5th. Get your entry blank with full details at your Kroger store and enter today. Tune in tomorrow, same time, same station, for another exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.